Even if it seems like the whole world is against us, even when our eyes see nothing but dark clouds all around, as believers, God is on our side, and we have the strength to come out winners. As believers, we have the King of the universe in us, with us and for us. We have the Holy Spirit before us like a radiant cloud, and behind us like a pillar of fire. We have the written word of God. We have fellowship with Jesus and the saints. In consideration of those glorious truths, I find no good reason why we should ever enter a battle and lose. We are more than conquerors, more than just them who gain mastery over or win by overcoming obstacles or opposition. More. Not just conquerors, more than that. Jesus was more than a conqueror. Thus we, his people, are more because he is more. Because he is, we are. Because he did, we can. Romans 8:37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. In that verse, more than conquerors, is the Greek word hupernikao. Huper meaning over and above, nikao meaning to conquer. God has made us to be the people who are over and above, gaining a surpassing victory. More. What sort of people do you think God thinks we are? In the Smithsonian Museum, there's an apron with a dirty brown mark on it. It looks like a chocolate stain, and the apron isn't worth much. When they were carrying the great emancipator, Lincoln, out of that theater, as they passed a little girl, his blood fell on her apron, and immediately somebody said, "That is sacred for America. Get hold of it." There's nothing which can buy that thing which is stamped with blood. And I want to tell you, in the face of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and all hell, that if the blood of Jesus Christ is on you, you're worth more than all the wealth in Fort Knox or anything else in the world. You are precious to him. More. Let's look at the contrast of Romans 7 versus Romans 8. The seventh chapter is a chapter of gloom. The eighth chapter is a chapter of glory. The seventh chapter is a chapter of condemnation. The eighth chapter is a chapter of emancipation. The seventh chapter is a funeral march. The eighth chapter is a wedding march. The seventh chapter is on the tomb. The eighth chapter is on triumph. The seventh chapter is a paradise lost. The eighth chapter is a chapter of deliverance and delight. Chapter 7 is of misery and condemnation, and the eighth is a liberated soul. Chapter 7 is on a self-centered person, and chapter 8 is about the Christ-centered person. Not just conquerors, but more than conquerors. And that phrase should become part of the identity and self-image of every Christian. We are not defeated people, failures, anxious, confused, dismayed, or under the dominion of darkness. In verse 37, it says, "In all these things, there is no area in your life where, as a Christian, you are expected to be defeated." All means all. And no part of all means anything other than all. The whole quantity or extent. True, we do and will face challenges and difficulties. But in verse 37, all these things, we are more than overcomers and victorious. More. We, God's people, are people who have been literally energized by God's explosive, dynamic power and who face life with a courageous heart, a people whose pitch and yaw reflect the Son of God. With all your breathing, with all your thinking, and with all your feeling, light bearers. More. We are the people who are not only conquerors, not only having overcome and overcoming the bondages of sin, addiction, fear, and bad habits, but we also walk in the power and authority to bring God's dunamis, where we get our word for dynamite, power to others, that they too would be free of the authority which binds mankind to chaos and death. We live our lives in more, not just being satisfied to get in the gate of heaven, but to actually live the life as sons and daughters of God and to prosper in Christ through tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword. Super conquerors, more. We are not adorned with dullness, mere grays and browns, or grayed out off colors, the muted colors of the world. Through Jesus, we are arrayed with more, the brilliant blues, glowing golds, dazzling reds, royal purples, and effervescent greens, adornment made of the light of God. More. Through Christ, He has given us eyes which see over the horizon, ears which hear into tomorrow, and mouths which can speak God's heart across continents and time to change the world. In Jesus, we are more than just widows, orphans, and beggars who barely scrape through life. We live a resurrected and empowered life through the faith of the Son of God, who died and gave Himself for us. We are more than conquerors.